Welcome to another life-changing message preached live at Hope City Church. We hope you'll be encouraged and inspired by God's word to live your best life yet. So get ready to hear from God as you enjoy the message.
Right across the whole of Hope City Church, across our 10 locations, this month we're all preaching the same series, not the same message. You know, there isn't one of us written the message, sent it out, and we all preach the one message. But we're all preaching the one series with the one heart. And this is the first part of our Breaking Out series, okay? Because we believe, really, that this... We've been talking about it here in Liverpool, that this is not just time for a new season of life. This is not time for, you know, just a new season, a slight change, a slight moving on. We believe this is a brand new era. A brand new era for Hope City Liverpool as we really break out into everything that we and you, because I can't say we, I've only been here 4 months, but you guys, right, who've been around a while, you've been praying, you've been believing, you've been working hard, you know, with faith in your hearts to see God do something in this city. And I'm like, God, this is the time, this is the era, as you've opened up a door, an opportunity for us to be right in the middle of this city. It's time, Hope City Liverpool, for us to break out and break through into everything that God's got for us. And my prayer is this for you, that you would also, that you'd break out. You know, that you would be breaking out of the things that hold you back. That you'd be breaking out of stuff that's limited you and, you know, frustrated you. That I believe, you see, it's not just, hey, God does some crazy thing and, hey, we're in a new era. Because we're church, right? And church is made up of individuals. It's made up of you and me and the person sitting next to you. And the real truth is that our future, if we're going to have any kind of breakthrough and impact in this city, it's determined very much by the breakthroughs that you have in your own life. You know, as we move forward together into what God has for us individually, it's the combined effort of us all stepping forward in God that will help create something incredible through this church in this city. So it's not like, oh, let's break through as a church. If you ain't breaking through in some area of your life, then we're not going to break through into what God has for us as a church. So my heart for you and God's heart for you is that something would happen even today. You don't have to wait till next week for God to do something fresh in your heart today. It takes one word from God to break you out of some limitation. And my prayer and our prayer for you is that you would really break out and break through into something new, that you'd have a real reinvention in your life, some revitalization and some breaking through in the things of God for you. But, you know, you might say, okay, Dave, you're talking about breakthrough. What's breakthrough? And here's a few things that I think breakthrough can be in our lives. Are you ready? Cool. Three people are ready. Good. Breakthrough is this. Breakthrough is discovering we can do more than we thought we could do. Breakthrough is becoming more than we thought we could be. Breakthrough is overcoming incredible odds. Breakthrough is defeating intense opposition. Breakthrough is entering into the reality of the things we've dreamed of. Breakthrough is gaining what we've been working towards. And ultimately, breakthrough is this. It's entering a new level of life as we take hold of all that we are and all that we have in Jesus Christ. That's what we're about. And that's what we're about this morning. I don't know about you, but I think I've got a few things on that list. I think some of you guys have got some incredible opposition you need to overcome. I think so. I think some of you, you know, you got some dreams that you want to enter into the reality of. I know there's stuff in your life. I would think there's some stuff in many of our lives that's like, God, there is a frustration point. I need to break through this area in myself, or break through this area in my relationships, or in my work situation, or break through in something that I've been believing God for. I want to see a breakthrough. I've been praying. I've been believing for a long time. How many of you have been praying for stuff for a long time? A long time I've been praying. Long time, you know? Well, now's the time. Wait, now's the time for some breakthrough. Now is the time. Amen. But here's the truth, right? To master the breakthrough, and that's my message title, right? How to master your breakthrough. Because you want to know, don't you? You want to know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get over stuff? How am I going to change? How am I going to see transformation? How am I going to get where God wants me to get to? Well, I'm going to tell you how to master your breakthrough or give you some help in that direction. But to master the breakthrough that God wants you to have, we need the master of breakthrough. You can't do it on your own. You've been trying a long time, right? In some stuff, you've been trying really hard for a long time to get over some stuff, haven't you? You've been trying a long time to see something change. You've been trying a long time. You've been praying a long time. You've been, God, I want to see something happen. Some of you have been have things around your life that have just seemed to limit you and hold you back. Well, you can't do it on your own. You're not meant to do it on your own. You're not meant to break through on your own and just be like, I'm full of bravado. You need the master of breakthrough in your life. And we're going to look at something in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Are you ready for the Bible? Are you ready for the Bible? Have you come to church today for the Bible or just for some nice words? We need the Bible, right? So let's get 1 Chronicles. If you got your Bible with you, it's 1 Chronicles. That's a good word, isn't it? The Chronicles. And if you haven't got a Bible with you, it will come up on the screen. Put it up all there. Ready? Wait. It's there already. Cool. Well, that's saying get on with it, Dave. Good. Okay. 1 Chronicles 14, verses 8 to 12. This is talking about King David. This is way before Jesus ever came. And this is talking about King David. And he's gone through the journey. And if you don't know much about the Bible, you might have heard the stories of David and Goliath. It's that David. And he's been king of some of the tribes of Israel, but he's just become king of all Israel. It says this in 1 Chronicles 14, 8 to 12. It says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, the Philistines went up to search for David. But David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up and I will give them into your hand. And he went up to Baal Perazim. Say Baal Perazim. It's very good, good pronunciation. And David struck them down there. And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. I like that. Therefore, the name of that place is called Baal Perazim. And Baal Perazim means the master of breakthrough. And they left their gods there. And David gave the command and they were burned. David fought the Philistines at Baal Perazim. I love that. Just say it one more time, Baal Perazim. That's cool. I like that. The master of breakthrough. And I love that. He says, you know what? God's burst through like a flood. Like a flood. And I believe this for our lives. As we stand in faith, as we choose to stand in faith for all that God has promised and continue to act in faith in this era of our lives, it's like a buildup of pressure against the things that you need to break through in your life. Because sometimes you say, I don't know if I can go on. As we choose to take hold of who God is, as we choose to take hold of the word of God, as we choose to take hold of the promises of God, I believe it's like this. It's like there's a buildup of pressure. There are some things that we need to break through in our lives. And as we stand in faith, there is a pressure that builds up against the stuff that would hold us back. And eventually, it is going to break. Eventually, it is going to break. And I just want to speak this over our lives and over our church, that we are about to break through. That we are about to break through in this city. We haven't broken through because we're just here now. This ain't the breakthrough. This is the buildup of pressure. This is the buildup of pressure, Hope City, because we've arrived and we've made a faith statement. We've said, right, we're going to take a chance. We're going to take a walk into the city. We're going to put ourselves where we believe we're supposed to be. This is the buildup of pressure in our city. I want to see a flood. I want to see a flood of answered prayer in your life. Some of you haven't prayed about some stuff for a while because you're like, well, is it ever going to happen? Well, God says now's the time to renew the pressure. Renew the pressure. Time to pray again. I believe there's a flood of answered prayer. There is a flood of breakthrough that's about to break out in Hope City Church, in your life, as you take hold of God afresh in this brand new era. I think the things that hold you back can't stand the pressure. Can't stand the pressure as someone who's chosen to walk and act in faith. The things that would be the obstacle in your life can't stand the pressure. And in this city, the things that would hold back the salvation of hundreds and thousands of people can't stand the pressure of a bunch of people, 120, whatever there is here today, who say today, do you know what? We ain't here just for church. We're here for a breakthrough in this city. And as we believe God, it's like the pressure is building up. Things some of you guys have been praying years for, the pressure is building up. And I want to declare over our lives, a breakthrough is about to happen. The flood water is about to leak out and burst out in the city into a tidal wave of answered prayer, a tidal wave of lives transformed. Amen. So here's three things out of this story, right, that I think will help you master your breakthrough. Would you like to master your breakthrough? Would you like to? Good. Then I hope I can help. These three things, I'll give you what they are and then I'll talk about them, right? These three things are that you, first of all, want to focus your perspective. You can write these down and I'll fill in the blanks. Focus your perspective. Secondly, you need to face the challenge. Say, face the challenge. Thirdly, you need to follow the plan. Say, follow the plan. It's good. And I think if we do these three things, it's going to really help us move forward. Focus your perspective, face the challenge, follow the plan. Cool. So first of all, focus your perspective. Verse 8 of 1 Chronicles 14. I'll try not to spill that on electronic equipment. There we are. Cool. It says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of all Israel. In verse 8, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of all Israel. We can stop there. So if you're going to master your breakthrough, you need to know who you are and what is on your life. You need to know who you are. Because how you see yourself, how you look at yourself will have a massive impact on how you see your world, how you see the stuff around you. It will have an incredible impact. So you need to have the right focus and perspective on who you are. It will determine how you approach the difficulties of life, the obstacles of life and life in general. David here had just undergone an increase in his sphere of authority. He'd gone from being the shepherd to being king of part of Israel. And now he's just kind of had an increase, another increase in his sphere of authority, in his sphere of responsibility. And I don't know, it doesn't tell us, right? But I wonder, what did David think about that? Did David think, yes, I am the king. I feel completely and utterly worthy of this responsibility. I feel completely and utterly right. I am in the zone. I am King David. Get it right. Or did he feel like, I don't know, I don't know if I feel completely worthy of what I've been given. I don't know if I can completely handle the responsibility for my own life, right? I've just undergone a little bit of an increase. 2 years ago, myself and Lisa, we were just leading the community church just in Chorley, a market town, right? And within a space of 2 years, become part of Hope City Church, become part of that family, and come over here to you guys to take on the church in Liverpool while also still overseeing the church that we've got in Lancashire. We've just moved out of the market town into a city. I'm like, do you know what? I'm not strutting around thinking, oh yeah, I am so good at this. I've got it nailed. Do you know? I kind of feel like, oh God, how did we get here? You know, sometimes in your life, you find yourself with an increase of responsibility. Life leads you on, leads you forward. And you're like, oh God, you don't feel like I'm just stepping into this new era of life. You feel like I can't handle it. You know, you're like paddling furiously underwater while the smile is on your face. It's true though, isn't it? You know, I'm a married man. When you get married, you're suddenly like, well, there's an increase of authority. No, there's an increase of
Anyway, increase of responsibility, right? And you don't walk into that thing like, I'm so ready. I don't know any married person who walked into marriage saying, I'm so ready for being married. I'm so ready for this. And if they did, they had a wake-up call approximately 1 week into it, you know, getting back from the honeymoon or whatever. You're like, oh, gosh, this is a whole different thing. This is a whole different way of life. We've got a three-year-old daughter. Increase of responsibility in your life. You know, oh, I'm so ready for parenthood. You know, anybody who thinks they're ready for parenthood, you have a wake-up call, well, approximately, I don't know, 5 hours into it, don't you, literally? You know, how do you feel about what you're facing? How do you feel about what's in front of you right now? You're thinking, oh, Dave's talking about breakthrough. Oh, I don't know if I can't handle it. Can't we just like sit back, do church, tell me God blesses me and we'll be done with it. Let's go for a 25% off lunch downstairs. It'd be awesome. Don't talk to me about taking the city and all this kind of stuff and breaking out floods. Oh, God. Yeah. You know, I don't know how you feel about what's in front of you. You might feel it's bigger than you. And I realized this, that David was only taking on the Philistines because he was now king. It says when the Philistines heard he'd become king, they went, let's all go. He doesn't say a few Philistines. He says all of them. All the Philistines. I mean, gosh, you don't want to get up to that in the morning, do you? All the Philistines have turned up. Brilliant. So glad I'm king. You know, if you just stayed at home, you wouldn't have had all the Philistines, you know? Sometimes I think for my life, if I just stayed at home a few more times, not gone to church as often, over the last 20 years, I wouldn't have the responsibility I have. It'd be a lot easier. You know, I'd just turn up at church once every 4 weeks and it'd be brilliant. You know, like, oh, I feel so much better. I haven't had worship today. You know, and then go back and get on with my life, you know. But the thing is, I've taken on increase of responsibility, an increase of authority. You go, oh, I'm going to go for it for God. You know, sometimes it'd be easier to not go for it. You know, you've been endlessly told, if you've been around church long enough, you want to be on fire for God. I don't know if you do. It'd be easier not to, wouldn't it? I'm like, well, gosh, you know, I wouldn't have all this stuff that I have to deal with now because I'm going for it for God and I've taken on responsibility and oh no, don't put me in charge of the team. Oh, it's easier when I was just serving. It's true though, isn't it? But if you've not got something frustrating you, if you've not got something adding stress to your life, if you've not got something seemingly working against you, maybe you settle for less than what God's really got. And if you have got some stress, I could do a hands up for stress. We could do a stress altar call right now. And I ain't got not enough room here, right? Anyone? I just feel the Lord's telling me there's a few. Some people got stress here today. I mean, it's not a hard one, is it? I can look like I'm really like in tune with God if I could do an altar call for stress. Like, oh wow, Dave, God really spoke to you. But if you ain't got something, some pressure, something you've been like, God, when is that going to break through? When is this going to happen? God, I got some stress. I got some things that are frustrating me. Maybe even internally in your own life, stuff where you think, why am I like that sometimes? Why am I like that? It's not just about a breakthrough into a city. You need a breakthrough sometimes in your own character and in your own heart. And that if you have got that, it's a sign that God's ready for giving you a breakthrough. It's a sign that you're on to something. God's got a breakthrough for you. He really has. I love that. There was an all-out assault mounted against David, but there was an authority from God on his life to deal with it. I'll read you this, and I'll try and do it quickly, because I don't want to be here all day. They won't let us be here all day either. Ephesians 1 says this in verse 21 to 23 about Jesus. And whatever we say today, right, none of it's possible. If we're talking about breakthrough, change, transformation, none of it's possible without Jesus Christ. He's central to who we are. And it says he, Jesus, is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else. Say anything else. Not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things, say all things, under the authority of Christ, and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. That's cool. And the church is his body. It's made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. You need to know, what's your position? What's your perspective? It goes on. I'll read this other verse as well, because rather than speak for ages and then go to this next verse, I'll read you Ephesians 2:6 at the same time. It says this about you, because I want you to get a perspective on your position, right, in light of who Jesus Christ is, right, who's got all authority, all power over everything, right? And then read it in conjunction with Ephesians 2, verse 6, which says, "For he raised us," that's you, "he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus." Oh, goodness. Everything is under Christ's authority. Everything in this age and the age to come. And it says you have been raised with Jesus and seated with him in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power. If your life is submitted to Jesus Christ, is there anything that's not under his power to change? Is there anything that's not under his power to see you break through into becoming the person that you would love to be and that God would love you to be? Is there any situation that's not under the authority of Jesus Christ to break through? If you put yourself, I'm under the authority of Jesus Christ. Your breakthrough is your right because you're positioned in the master of breakthrough. David said, "God has broken through by my hand." He didn't say, I'm King David. I can do this. You don't need to think, go out of here and think, I can do this. You need to think, God can do this through my life. God can bring transformation. By my hand, God can do something. As I agree and put my hand in the hand of God, all things become possible. Your breakthrough is within your reach. Because everything is under the authority of God. It's not your power, it's who you represent. Get a new perspective. Second thing, right, is to face the challenge. It says, verse 8, "All the Philistines went up to search for David, but David heard of it and went out against them." Mostly we'd quite like to avoid challenge, wouldn't we? I don't know, unless you are one of the, I love a challenge. You know, one of the people, I love a challenge. I don't know, really. You know, most of us would rather not have the challenge. But David says he hears about all the Philistines and he gets up and he goes, right, okay, I'm coming. I am going out to meet the Philistines. I am going to face the challenge. Whoa. His response was to deal with it. It's called a breakthrough because there's something to face. And the stark truth can be, right, if we don't deal with the stuff that we need to deal with, if we don't get up and face it, and deal with it, very likely it'll come back and defeat us later. It's true. So I want to urge you to be like David. It's the spirit of a disciple of Jesus Christ that gets up and says, I'm going to face the challenges. Especially when it's stuff where it's like, God, this is challenging to me. This is, gosh, I know there's some challenge. You don't want to just be around people that you feel comfortable with. You want to be around people that kind of stirs up stuff in you that's like, God, I need to deal with that because I need to grow in God so that I can share Jesus Christ with as many people as possible. You want to be around people that kind of, God, make you realize you ain't that great, you know? As well as people that make you realize you are great, right? Hopefully around church, right? You've got people around you go, saying, you're awesome. I mean, the guys today have done an incredible job, right? Pulling this together and speaking and singing and playing. I think you... Gosh, we got to appreciate people and appreciate each other. But you also want to be in a place where you're like, well, I don't mind a little bit of friction going on. I don't mind a little bit of the rough edges of my life being taken off because I need to realize that, gosh, I got some growing and some transformation that needs to happen in my own life. You want to be someone who faces the challenge. How many of you can ride a bike? You ride a bike? I couldn't ride a bike until approximately 2 weeks ago. I never had a bike growing up. Never had a bike. Sorry, I know we were poor, and We were quite poor, but as well, I found out that my mum thought, actually, she did buy me a bike, that the bigger boys would nick it off me. So she's never got me one. So can't ride a bike. And I would have done that previous years, I would have done that. But there's something that God, I think he must have done some work in me, right? Because I love a challenge. I'm not that naturally, right? But God must have done something. Because I was like, right, I've got 3 days to learn to ride a bike. 3 days. I'm like, I'm not going there. And going, I can't ride a bike. You know, and they'll be like, oh, Dave, get on the tandem. I'm like, no. It's worse. On the back of my bike with my wife at the front. No. So we had the bank holiday Monday. So I rung my friend Clive and said, Clive, I can't ride a bike. Because I knew he wouldn't tell everybody. I can't ride the bike. Find a bike. So we found someone with a bike and said, and just told them, oh, someone needs to learn to ride a bike. Didn't say it was me. He's a good friend, right? And then we went out on the field and I got on the bike and it's like he was like my dad or something. And we've bonded now. And yeah, it's like, go on, Dave, go on. Don't let go, Clive. And he did it, and he was like, just holding the back. And then we did one run across the field, and he was like, hey, I let go for about 30 seconds. I was like, did you? I didn't know. Said a couple of more runs. I'm like, thanks, Dad, Clive. Okay. And we did a couple more runs. And then this next run, I'm like running along, thinking, oh, I think I'm doing all right. And next thing, Clive's just like there next to me. I'm like, I'm riding, I can do it. Yeah. You got to face a challenge. Some of you, you let things that I think, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm never going to transform in this area. I'm never going to see things break through. I can't because of my history or because this is how I've always been. And I can't move beyond who I am. I'm 39 years old, never ridden a bike. I've learned to ride a bike in half an hour. I'd put it off for years. Oh, no, don't put me near the bike. Don't. I'll never be able to be really wobbly. I'll fall off and hurt my leg, you know, but took half an hour when I faced the challenge, when I said, right, this is it, let's do it. Face the challenge, learn to ride a bike in half an hour. There are some things that you need to break through in your own life. You think, this is going to be impossible. But with God, not Clive. You don't need Clive. But with God, you're going to find the breakthrough comes so much easier than you thought it was going to come. I want to believe that even as a church, it's going to be so much easier to fill the sides than we think it is, right? Just give us a chance, God. You've got to face the challenge that there is in your own life. You know, you grow through what you go through, if you'll forgive the slightly cheesy phrasing. You'll grow through what you go through. On the other side of the challenge is an incredible future, not just a bike ride around Frankfurt, you know, but gosh, the transformation that God wants to bring through your life as you allow God to transform you. It's incredible what God will do as you determine, I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray again in this season. I'm going to start believing God again for something absolutely incredible in this city, in my life. I'm going to believe, God, you put some things in my heart when I was younger, God, and I've not seen them, and maybe the outworking of them is different to how I originally thought, but God, I'm going to believe again. This is a new era. This is a time for breakthrough. This is a time to face the challenge. Even as Lisa was talking about, you know, the rise and build offering, I'm like, gosh, well, God, that's a challenge to me. I want to face the challenge for the sake of the breakthrough that we're going to see as a church, as we step out in faith and generosity, and that's going to have an impact on my own life. We'll wrap this up in a moment, okay? And we'll pray. But thirdly and finally, if you're going to see and master the breakthrough, you got to follow the plan. David inquired of God. It says, he went and said, God, shall I go up against and he has this victory. But actually the passage goes on a little further and it says the Philistines come back again and David goes and inquires of God. And it says in verse 14 and 15 of 1 Chronicles, he says, when David again inquired of God, God said to him, you shall not go up after them. Go around. Come against them from opposite the balsam trees. They'll not be expecting that. And when you hear the sound, this is one of my favorite verses in Scripture. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle. For God's gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. If you're going to master the breakthrough, you need to follow the plan of God. And to get the plan of God, you need to tune your ears in to what God is saying. In this era of our lives, I want us to be listening to God. We can't just declare some stuff on a Sunday in a theater in the middle of Liverpool. Go home, get on with our lives, be thinking, yeah, God, do it. And expect actually anything to really change. We can't just have a cheering session and a shouting session every Sunday and think, well, there we go, rah. I realize this, David would have been defeated if he hadn't listened to God, especially the second time. Because he could have gone, God, you said last time, go up and we'll do it. Let's go. But if he hadn't gone, God, what are you saying? Speak into my life. He would have gone out against the Philistines. He would have been defeated. It's not enough to be like, oh, yeah, come on. You want to actually listen to the voice of God. Because that's where you'll find the breakthrough. You need to listen, and I need to listen to God devotionally. As we step into a new era of church life, as you step into a new era, don't let it just be about a Sunday and, well, I've heard some scripture. And you got to be listening to God in your own life. You got to get the Word of God. The Bible is absolutely central to who we are as a church. We believe the Bible. We preach the Bible. We want to live the Bible. We want to put it into practice in our lives. You need to listen to what that Word says. And you need to listen to the voice of the Spirit in the church as well. He says Jesus is in authority over everything for the benefit of the church, which is his body. It's how Jesus wants to operate in the world. So I'm like, you've got to listen to what God's saying in the house. You've got to be part of it. It's what God wants to build. It's how he works. Be part of it. Be involved in it. Take up your place. We'd love you if you're new here. We'd love you to find a home here. A place here where you can feel, oh, I can relax, I can be myself, I don't have to try to be this or that. But that you'd find a place where you're welcome, where you're loved, where you can express who God is making you. You can become part of something that impacts your life in the here and now and impacts this city and impacts the world where you are day by day. Because Jesus builds church. God's ready to speak. He's ready to give wisdom and inspiration and strength. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why don't you just close your eyes where you are right now? We're gonna pray. I love that it says that. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. But faith comes. Faith comes. Some of you need some faith to come into your life regarding circumstances, impossible odds, intense opposition. Some of you need some faith just to see yourself differently. You're fed up with yourself. Some of us need faith to believe, God, come on, you're going to do something absolutely awesome in this era. I want to hear some stuff so I'm not just going on bravado, but I'm moving on the word of God. John 14:26 says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Holy Spirit, I believe God's present with us. As we close off this service in a couple of minutes, I just want to give space right now for the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, just to refresh your heart and just to speak words of encouragement right now into your situation, to your opposition, to your difficulty, to your dream. Maybe there's a few here. It's just God wants to reignite something in your heart. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. If you're able, why don't you lift your hands to him right now? Why don't you just pray a simple prayer, saying, Holy Spirit, just come and speak into my life again afresh in this day. Jesus, we welcome you, God. We welcome you here, Holy Spirit. You're Lord of the breakthrough. You're Lord of transformation. You're Lord over everything that we would face in our lives, God. I want to invite you to stand with me if you're saying, Dave, yeah, I need a breakthrough. If you're saying, I need a breakthrough in my own life, with stuff that's going on in my own life, things that I keep going round and round in my own life. Lord, I need a breakthrough. If you're saying, I need a breakthrough in that kind of area, I'm going to ask you to stand in one moment. If you're saying, God, I need a breakthrough in a circumstance, a situation, there's stuff, and it's like there's some opposition, and there's some things that need to change, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I can keep going or go on, but there's some situations that you're saying, I want a breakthrough. I want to see something change. And maybe it's a family thing, or maybe it's a work thing, or just some kind of situation. You're saying, God, it's frustrating me, and I don't know what to do. I need a breakthrough. I'd love to pray with you. If you're one of those two areas, you're saying, I need a personal breakthrough. Or you're saying, there's some situation where God, I need to see something change, something shift, something move. Why don't you just stand right now? Why don't you stand with me? Why don't you stand with me right now? If that's you, don't be afraid. Don't worry about everyone else. This is about you, God. God, I need a breakthrough. I got some stuff. Just raise your hands to God right now. And why don't you thank him where you are for the breakthrough? Thank him that because you got something going on, something that's frustrating, something that's stressing you out, something that's annoying you, that says to me that God is ready to see something shift. God is ready. As you stand up, this is you putting the pressure on that thing. This is you saying, God, will you move? God, by my hand and by your working, God, will you see? I want to see a transformation. I want to see a change, God, in my life, in my heart, that suffer. I'm going round and round, and God, I can't change it. I can't change me. I can't change the situation, God, but I stand in your name, Jesus, to rely upon you and to ask you to move. God, shall we go up? Shall we go up? Shall we go up? God says, yeah, surely I'll give these things into your hands. Surely you'll have the victory. Surely you'll see transformation. Surely things are about to change in your life and in your world because you're trusting me. Jesus, we thank you, God. Just thank him for the breakthrough. God, it's not my strength. It's not my strength. It's not my strength. It's yours. Jesus has all authority and power over everything. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you would use that power right now. Lord, that you would exert your authority in situations that are beyond our control. God, to open doors where they seem to be shut, to change hearts where they seem to be hard. Lord, where things have frustrated us about ourselves, God, as we choose to face the challenge, listen to your voice, God, we're going to see the breakthrough. Finally, if you need to say, God, I need you in my life, maybe for the first time, maybe you've known Jesus, you've made some decisions in the past and you've walked away. I just want to give you a moment to connect or reconnect with Jesus Christ. Maybe it's the first time you've come to church today. I don't know if you've been to church before. You've found out about us or someone's brought you. I don't know. But what we want to do is just give you the opportunity to say, Jesus, yes, I need you in my life. I need what these guys have got. You may not understand it all, but I'd love to pray a prayer with you that helps you say yes to Jesus and yes to what he has for your life. Because there's breakthroughs and transformation that God wants to bring. It's beyond what you could possibly imagine. You think this is the way I am. Let me tell you, there's a whole new you ready to break out. You're going to love it. So I'm going to say a prayer. It's a simple prayer, a short prayer, and you can pray after me. It's basically saying, God, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that you died for me on the cross. And I understand maybe you don't understand that fully, but Jesus Christ gave his life for you, that everything that would separate you from God and you from the life that you could possibly have was dealt with by Jesus Christ on that cross. And you just need to just get a glimpse of that and say, okay, I want that life. I want to go your way. So I'm going to pray, and we're all going to pray together. So I'll pray a line and you pray after me. And if you mean it from your heart, this can be a moment that can change everything, the whole course of your life. We're believing for hundreds of people, thousands of people in this city to make this decision in the coming months and years. So why don't you pray with me? Here we go. Father God, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that he broke through on my behalf. Thank you that he went to the cross for me. Thank you that he took all my sin, all my shame, and everything that would separate me from you upon himself on the cross. Forgive me for going my own way. I want to go your way. I want the life that you have for me. Clean me inside, God. Fill me with your spirit and lead me in a new life in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.